Now these are the priests and Levites who went up with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and with Jeshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Malush, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Edo, Ginnathon, Abijah, Mijamin, Madiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Joyari, Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jediah. These were the leaders of the priests and their associates in the days of Jeshua. The Levites were Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who with his associates led the songs of thanksgiving, Bakbukiah and Unni, their associates stood across from them in the services. Jeshua was the father of Joachim. Joachim was the father of Eliashib. Eliashib was the father of Joiada. Joiada was the father of Jonathan. And Jonathan was the father of Jaddua. In the days of Joachim, these were the heads of the priestly families of the family of Seraiah, Meraiah, of Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshulam, of Amariah, Jehohanan, of Maluchi, Jonathan, of Shebaniah, Joseph, of Harim, Adna, of Meraiah, of Helkiah, of Edo, Zechariah, of Ginnathon, Meshulam, of Abijah, Zikri, of Miniamin, and of Moadiah, Hiltai, of Bilgah, Shammua, of Shemaiah, Jonathan, of Joyarib, Matanai, of Jediah, Uzi, of Salai, Kalai, of Amok, Eber, of Hilkiah, Hashabiah, and of Jediah, Nethanel. In the days of Eliashib, Joyada, Johanan, and Jedua, during the reign of Darius the Persian, the heads of the families of the Levites and priests were recorded. As for the descendants of Levi, the family heads up to the days of Johanan, son of Eliashib, were recorded in the book of the Chronicles. The leaders of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, son of alternated with the other, as prescribed by David, the man of God. Mattaniah,
Bakbukiah, Obadiah,
Meshulam,
Talmon,
and Akkub were gatekeepers
who guarded the storerooms at the gates.
They served in the days
of Joachim,
son of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah, governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe. Dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, the Levites were sought out from all their homes, and and brought to Jerusalem to celebrate the joyous dedication with thanksgiving and singing. The singers were also assembled from the region around Jerusalem, from the villages of the Netophathites, from Beth Gilgal, and from the fields of Geba and Azmaveth. For they had built villages for themselves around Jerusalem. After the priests and Levites had purified themselves, they purified the people, the gates, and the wall. Then I brought the leaders of Judah up on the wall, and I appointed two great thanksgiving choirs. One was to proceed along the top of the wall to the right, toward the Dung Gate. Hoshea and half the leaders of Judah followed, along with Azariah, Ezra, Meshulam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, Jeremiah, and some of the priests with trumpets, and also Zechariah, son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zachar, the son of Asaph, and his associates, Shemaiah, Azaro, Milalai, my Nathanel, Judah, and Hanani. With the musical instruments prescribed by David, the man of God, Ezra, the scribe, led the procession. At the fountain gate, they climbed the steps of the city of David on the ascent to the wall, and passed above the house of David to the water gate on the east. The second thanksgiving choir proceeded to the left, and I followed it with half the people on the top of the wall, past the tower of the ovens to the broad wall, over the gate of Ephraim, the Jeshanah gate, the fish gate,
the tower of Hananel,
and the tower of the hundred, as far as the sheep gate. And they stopped at the gate of the guard. The two thanksgiving choirs then stood in the house of God, as did I, along with the half of the officials accompanying me, as well as the priests with their trumpets.
Eliakim, Maaseiah,
Miniamin,
Micaiah,
Elioenai,
Zechariah,
and Hananiah, and also Maaseiah,
Shemaiah,
Eleazar,
Uzi,
Jehohanan,
Malchijah,
Elam, and Ezer. Then the choir sang out under the direction of Jezrahiah. On that day they offered great sacrifices, rejoicing because God had given them great joy. The women and children also rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard from afar. And on that same day, men were appointed over the rooms that housed the supplies, contributions, first fruits, and tithes. The portion specified by the Lord
for the priests and Levites
were gathered into these storerooms from the fields of the villages.
Because Judah rejoiced over the priests and Levites
who were serving, they performed the service of their God and the service of purification, along with the singers and gatekeepers, as David and his son Solomon had prescribed. For long ago, in the days of David and Asaph, there were directors for the singers
and for the songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. So in the days of Zerubbabel
and Nehemiah,
all Israel contributed in the daily portions
for the singers and gatekeepers.
They also set aside daily portions for the Levites, and the Levites set aside daily portions for the descendants of Aaron.